An Edmonton Oiler spends his summers and off seasons in Calgary, and is a former Calgary Buffalo, the Buffalo, and is putting on his hockey school here in South Calgary. He's Jordan Eberle. Jordan, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing all right. Life is all right. I understand. I saw you on Twitter with a hole in one the other day.
Yeah, we friends. We do a tournament every year. We decided to do it at Mackenzie Meadows this year, and the 17th hole there, I put it in. It was good. I had about 140 guys around me too, so it was everyone saw it, so no one knew I didn't lie.
Yeah, that helps, right? When you got some people around you, you've accomplished a few things in sport. Just you needed something else, right? Now you've got a hole in one to your credit, so congratulations for that.
Thank you.
The hockey school. Tell me about it. I know from my kid, we live in South Calgary, and I've seen the posters up. Why the thought of wanting to do this? Why in Calgary, and why now in your career?
Well, I have a couple buddies who run hockey schools. That's what they do in the summer. So they've kind of been bugging me for a couple of years to kind of get it done, and I've kind of put it off. You know, that it being in Calgary, I didn't know how the support would be, but you know, finally I gave them the go ahead to do it, and you know, it's been nothing but great. You know, I've been there mostly every day and been on the ice and. Been with the parents, and there's been a lot of good feedback. So basically, you drop your kid off around 8 o'clock, and you don't pick them up till four. It's two ice sessions, two dry land sessions, a classroom, and the classrooms are great. I mean, I had my trainer Doug Crash. He come in and speak to them about nutrition and fitness, and I come in and talk to them about you know, how my road to the NHL, and I think they've gotten a lot of feedback from it. So. You know, at first I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but, like I said, so far it's been nothing but good.
Kids soak that stuff up too. I bet there's some wide eyes there as you and some of your buddies are talking to them about, how to get it done in the NHL.
Yeah. You know what? You know, as soon as I came in, you just saw their faces kind of, you know, obviously smile ear to ear, but, you know, I think when you start to gain a relationship to them and they actually start coming up and they're comfortable coming up and asking you questions, you know, who's the toughest guy to play against? Who's the best team? You know, I enjoy that. You know, I remember being a kid and going to camps like that and you know, meeting some of my heroes and that was amazing. And, the other thing too is it's pretty incredible to see where kids are coming from. A lot of kids from Regina, a few kids from Edmonton, a lot of kids from Calgary. I mean, the Oilers support here is pretty incredible.
So, and of course, the school is underway. It's no further room to get in. For next year, if people want to look at getting in the Jordan Eberle Hockey School, website, how far out do we need to book?
I don't know. I mean, I think I don't think we have a set date for when it's going to be next year. I'm sure I'll put out information, whether it's on my Twitter or we actually have a Twitter handle for the website. So either or, it's easy to find. But yeah, I'm hoping to grow it next year and expand on things.
So who do you have out? What are some of the other names that kids would be excited about seeing?
You know, this year we actually didn't have anyone else out. Next year, I'm going to ask two guys from my school or from my that I train with. You know, Thomas Higgy, Zach Wojcik, Mike Green, I train with. Yeah. Braden Colburn. I think, you know, Cove's in has trouble because he runs his own hockey school in Shawnee, Saskatchewan. So, but, you know, I think the guy who runs on the ice, his name's Matt Sebastian. He runs a training clinic in Airdrie, and he does a lot of these hockey schools, and I've been nothing but impressed. I mean, these kids are getting firsthand, you know, working first couple of days with a lot of its skills, power skating, how to do stride proper, how to skate properly with crossover, stick handle. I put on a stick handling clinic one day, you know, shooting, and you know, a lot of these kids are 10, 15 years old, and I'm impressed on the skill level they have. You know, a lot of things they're doing, I wasn't able to do at that age. So it's amazing how Hockey Canada has really improved on their minor hockey.
Chatting with Jordan Eberle of the Edmonton Oilers, running his hockey school here in Calgary, Sports at 960 The Fan. I got to meet and get to know your mom a little bit. She got me involved with the Buffalo's dinner, which is probably not surprising to you. She's very persuasive, isn't she?
Yeah, she was trying to talk me into going to that, too. I had other commitments, but...
Yeah, you were not very popular with Mom that night, I'll tell you that.
That's good, but...
I told him he could come by just for, like, for an hour, but he's moving and he's got stuff to do. She was very... you had to win some points back with Mom.
Yeah, no, but it's tough to lose your mother's love. So yeah. I probably made it up to her the next day.
Good for you. I know that, and she had said that you have been a Calgary resident. You moved. You're still a Calgary resident. And I'm not looking for you to dump on Edmonton, I sincerely, but I think some people would be shocked to hear that you live in Calgary when you're an Oiler. I mean, very seriously, do you find that hard, or why is it your preference to be here as opposed to maybe somewhere else?
I mean, plain and simple, my family's all here, or my immediate family. My two sisters, my brother, and my parents all live here. They all have jobs here, and we moved here when I was 14. Obviously, I went back and played for the Pats. One year with the Buffaloes, but I consider Regina my home. I still have all my grandparents there and my aunties and uncles, but my immediate family, as far as my brothers and sisters and my parents, are here. You know, that's the reason why I'm here. I have a very close family, and we get along. We all live probably within 10 minutes of each other here in Calgary, so you know, that's the main reason. Calgary's a nice city too. You know, and I've trained here with my trainer Doug Crashy for 10 years, the guys I skate with. I just feel more comfortable here too. But in that being said, it is hard. You know, there's definitely times where I go out, you know, skating or wherever, and people are hassling me a little bit. But you get used to it. I think hockey in Canada, it's our sport, and you know, you got to enjoy that.
Jordan Eberle of the Oilers, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The upcoming season, everybody's getting ready for it. As you mentioned, Crash will have you in great shape. You're looking to build on a fantastic season. You had 65 points, 28 goals. Everyone asks about the Oilers and the appetite to start to move up in the standings. Do you feel like this is the year that it's no longer about picking in the top five, that this is the year that you guys fight for a playoff spot?
You know what? I think we've been trying to say that for the last 3 years. It just hasn't worked out. I really like what we did this summer. I think, you know, a lot of people would have said our back end was struggling last year. You know, we went out and picked Nikitin up, Fain, Keith Ollie. You know, a lot of, if you look at it, those guys are all over probably 6'4". So some big guys. And I think we'll be a tougher team to play against there. And then not only that, but we added a little bit of grit and bigger guys on our front end. I mean, Pouliot and Purcell for Gagne, and you know, I think we're going to be a better team. You know, obviously, like I've always said the last couple summers, is the core guys, myself, Nuge, Hall, we really have to take it upon ourselves to take this team where we want it to go, and that's obviously to the playoffs. I think as you've seen the last few years, you just got to make the playoffs. Anything can happen. So I'm looking forward to it. I think any time you get into late July, early August, you really start getting the itch back to get back on the ice and get ready. So that's how I feel right now.
What was it like for you, maybe dealing isn't the right word, but hearing your name in the rumor mill, it's, well, they're probably not going to trade Hall and they won't trade Nuge. Maybe it's going to have to be Jordan Eberle that leaves. Was that, you know, concerning or upsetting? How would you kind of describe that?
You know, you don't worry about that stuff. It's part of the business. You know, obviously there's very rare, if it happens anytime, that a guy goes whole crew is playing one team. So, but that being said, you know, I know where management stands, I know where coaching stands, so I wasn't really worried. So, but, you know, but like I said, that's part of it. You got to deal with that stuff. You know, it's funny with social media being such a big part of the game nowadays. You know, you could have anyone spread a rumor and it spread just like that. So, you have to be able to handle that.
The Jordan Eberle Hockey School, you can find it online, you can find it on Twitter. It's being played out of Trico down south, right?
Yeah, it's at the Trico Arenas.
There you go. So if your son or daughter next year is looking to get in on that, find it online and book your spot. Congrats on the hockey school and on the new house and on the hole-in-one. With all the with all the guys standing around, what was the tab? How much did it cost you to fire a hole-in-one?
Yeah, it was definitely a good one, but I wouldn't trade it. I mean, that's probably once-in-a-lifetime thing, so I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Jordan. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Jordan Eberle doing his hockey school. And I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that his family is here. He played for the Buffaloes, like you said, then went off to Regina, considers Regina his home, but has ties to Calgary and does spend his off-seasons here.